Hello, it is Mike Matthews, the longest running self-produced daily podcast guy. With the longest running self-produced daily podcast by a guy named Mike. It is called Mike's Daily Podcast. And we're at FF episode 3026. Wow, that's a lot. So what I found using this website called podcasttonight.com, they had a headline, "Are too many ads killing the appeal of news podcasts?" So news podcasts predominantly listened to by men, about 60%. And they often stop listening due to a loss of interest. They find that, oh, there's a different podcast that has even the same information but better. Or they do it a different way that they like better. But the other thing they don't like is repetitive content and too many commercials. There are some podcasts that I listen to. Well, I stopped listening to because they'd put like five commercials right at the beginning. And it was, and I know you can just fast forward. That's the joy of podcasts. But it was, that's what drives away people, apparently, according to NeimanLab.org. It found this information. YouTube is the top platform for news podcasts, followed by Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Sorry, I was looking at the income. They have a high income, household income, people that listen to news podcasts. And they are often well-educated. And you know what? You don't have to be well-educated. You don't have to be a beauty queen to have an attitude. You just leave it all up to me. I can be your food for interesting information and food for thought as I open the door for you and let you into Cafe Anyway. Here we go. Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
It's Mike's Daily Podcast.
FFF episode 3026, 3026, and Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
The last place on earth in the land of Maritopica. Mike Matthews, and I have friends in the places that, well, it tends to get those heavy, unforgiving winds that blow, and then there's tornadoes, and when does this all end?
Mike's Daily Podcast.
That's annoying. I lived in a state that had tornadoes regularly. In fact, I
Mike's
still have friends in
Daily
Alabama.
Podcast.
So Texas and Alabama.
Yeah.
Get them this time of year, and it makes the weather people so absolutely utterly important. In fact, where I used to live in Huntsville, Alabama, there was this one TV station that was going to get rid of all of their weather forecasters, their weather meteorologists. And they have a good group. They're mostly young people, and they do an awesome job presenting the weather in a concise and understandable way. Well, one day, about a month ago, the general manager for this one TV station in the Huntsville, Alabama area did a little feature, I guess a little talk with the audience saying, "Hey, we almost lost all of our weather people." The company that owns us said, "Hey, you know what? You're so close to Atlanta, Georgia. Why don't you just carry the weather report from there?" And wait, excuse me? When the weather report is so utterly different from day to day, from region to region, we have microclimates here in the Bay Area. I never heard the term microclimate till I came to the Bay Area, but you really notice it. We have all this terrain that's so different, and then there'll be fog in San Francisco, but just about.
And here's today's podcast picture.
Not even a half hour drive to the east, you've got hot 90 degree weather. Well, the podcast picture is actually of the Bay Area, looking out at the beautiful sunset from the Hayward Hills and seeing a little bit of the San Mateo Bridge and a little bit of the peninsula and a beautiful California sunset. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com amidst all of the criticism we get here about California. There's too many homeless. They don't know what they're doing. It's all run by Democrats. It's being run into the ground. We have a beautiful state. You just can't fault us for that. We have it. we're here. And we're enjoying it every day. The late, great Basil the Boxer enjoyed it every day of his life. We were here in the Bay Area, going on walks all over the place and having a fantastic time. Great. Make sure to take your dog out for a walk today. You, your body will be thankful. Your dog will be extremely thankful. You will bond with your dog in immeasurable ways. So go walk your pet today. You can't walk a cat unless you've got one of those really special cats that know how to do that. But mine certainly doesn't do the walking in the public, I've discovered. So, yes, we have microclimates. And for gosh sakes, places all over the South have microclimates. And it is, and actually, you've got some very hilly regions in Huntsville, Alabama. So the fact that they wanted to get rid of that, plus the naming, the name is so, the names of the towns around there took me forever to figure out. But the late, great Basil the Boxer never went to Huntsville, Alabama.
The word of dog.
He wouldn't have gotten the names either, but I lived there for 2 years. In Huntsville, Alabama, and there was a town called Arab. Looks like it should be said Arab, called Arab, but it's Arab. And when I was able to understand that, I was able to become an Alabaman. And then moving to the Bay Area, you got to learn a bunch of bizarre names that I can't even... Oh, San Rafael. Everybody that looks at it says, oh, it's San Rafael. No, it's San Rafael. And there's a bunch of others, but that just, and in moving to Northern California from Southern California, you have to learn not to say the in front of all the freeways. It's not the 880 and the 680. No, it's just 880, 680. Although there's so many Southern Californians that move up to the Bay Area, it ends up being called the 880.
Mike's Matthewsman Park.
It's a Matthewsman Park of information.
The front panel will close automatically. Please remain seated at all times.
That's remain seated. But they do call it the Nimitz Freeway. 880 Freeway. And then, of course, other parts of the country, they call them I-70. Anyway, Cafe Anyway, the point is, the weather reports are so crucial this time of year in places like Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina. South Carolina getting fires. Now that's just crazy. Just after all the fires that were in Southern California, now there's fires in South. Everything with the South has potential for fires, it looks like. Southern California, South Carolina. Hachi machi, what's going on? But yes, it's a thing. So insurance is going to go up over there, undoubtedly. Definitely going up over here in California. But yeah, you can't get rid of the meteorologists. You need them, even though Doge getting rid of the a bunch of people working for the National Oceanic Organ or the atmospheric, you know, that thing that the meteorologists rely on. And one meteorologist actually took to the TV airwaves and expressed her disgust with this and said, hey, this means that's one less way of us getting information, crucial information that you're going to need, another way to look at the information that's going to be important for us, the viewers, to know, especially with how everything is microclimates these days. And in fact, that happened to me when I lived in Alabama. There was a weird storm that hit just where my house was. Everybody else with about 5 miles away, radius, 5 miles away from where I was having fine weather, perfect weather, but I was getting hit. There's something going on as we go outside a cafe anyway, where we're bringing Mike's Daily Podcast somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Emeritopica. Nowhere in the news did I see any information anyway. As to what was going on, Cafe Anyway. It was such a strong storm, it knocked down my flagpole. Yes, I had a flagpole, and it was gone because of the storm. So I never found out. I looked all over the internet. This was 2009. back then, looking at the internet, looking all over, looking at all the local TV news stations, what's going on? Never got a full response. In fact, I fired off an angry email to all of them about it. But outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, in the land of Maritopica, the topic turns to Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk, the guy...
Mike's out of left field recording.
Yes.
Recording everything. Captures actions that will never again be repeated.
I know this is slightly out of left field, and I know I've got a cat on my lap. Rocky the Cat is joining us here outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley. And you can see the video at mikesdailypodcast.com. There's a link there to the Facebook page that's got it. So Tony Hawk, known for skateboarding, for a few years in the 80s, in the 1980s, and some of you maybe have played his video game, Tony Hawk was one of the highest earning kids in the world. He started skating professionally, doing the skateboarding, which I tried at a much younger age to do that, fell right on my back and said, I'm never doing this again. He was raking in $160,000 a year at age 14. He took friends on trips to Hawaii. He paid for everything. One of those great friends. He said the most ridiculous purchase he ever made was buying...
And now we return you to our regularly scheduled program with Mike Matthews.
Was buying this. And welcome to my show. I'm Mike Matthews. He bought a tanning bed. I think Trump's got about 80 of those. During his senior year of high school, he bought a modest house, interestingly enough. Not a mansion, but a modest house. He then bought a dream home with a skating ramp, because you got to have one of those, skateboarding. As you know, skateboarding has gotten so big, it's in the Olympics. His income then dwindled, so he sold the dream home and he moved back to his modest home. Then he got a windfall in 1999 thanks to the video games, the Tony Hawk Pro Skater ones. Valuable money lesson.
A fine article.
Isn't that a fine article? Which I got from Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekday mornings, and he's on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. So the lesson there is live within your means. Make sure you have savings, because you never know. You never know when the windfall is going to happen or if it's ever going to happen. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopica, look who's here. Mike, it's Bonita the Rodeo Queen. Hiya, Lou, and I brought my horse Dilly.
It's a disgruntled field player, tell you what.
What?
So it's great, you know, we show up on your podcast and then you talk about things that we enjoy.
Thank you, disgruntled field player.
Yeah, it's great. And then you maybe say a thing about Trump doing his speech and all that.
I'm not going to talk about the speech he did. His first presidential address, not State of the Union, as we...
The cutting corners, corner.
Da-da-da-da-da, the cutting corners, corner.
Trump doing everything to cut corners as much as possible, and then cut any possibility of us... Well, so the tariffs are supposed to... I know you're sick of hearing the tariffs. There's a guy at work who had to mansplain to me the tariff thing, and I'm not going to put you through that. And I'm not going to go into the whole thing. Is it taxes? Is it a tax on you and me? And what's the government going to do with all this money? That's just a question I would like to leave you with all of this Doge, with all of this tariff, is with all this money we're saving, with all the corners we're cutting, when are we going to see that? Right now, it just seems like we're hurting. Everybody I talk to, they're hurting. They're hurting at the stores. They're hurting when they go to the restaurants. They're hurting when they go to the pump. They're hurting everywhere. Prices are still skyrocketing. They were supposed to change day one. I'm not being pro-Biden. I'm not being pro-Trump. I'm just saying, where do we see the reward? And at least give us a time frame for when this reward is going to happen. Because right now it's just give, 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 take, 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 cut, cut, cut.
The Fascinating Material Project.
The FM Project.
And that's what I'm hearing a lot of people saying. That's the fascinating material that I'm seeing from everybody, disgruntled fiddle player.
Yeah, I agree.
Wow. He agrees with me for once. Look who else is here.
Oh, Mike, I make the delicious root beer. Have some right now.
Let me try this, whatever it is. Oh, it's an empty mug.
Yeah, Mac, it's an empty mug because there's no more root beer because everything's been cut. And those took away the root beer. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. So I can't drink it right now and you can't cut me because there's nothing to drink.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused and befuddled. Oh, boy.
All right. Well, we've learned a lot from today's show. What do you think? What have you learned today? Here's the phone number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Hey, kids. It's me.
Who?
Do-re-mi the clown.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Tell all your friends about this show so we get some listeners. That would be a good thing because it's a podcast you listen to. It's a radio podcast. It's not a little TV show that everybody podcasting says, hey, look, you can watch me. Look at this. And look at what we're watching. And look at this. And look at that. And you can see what I'm doing. And you can look here at the graph that I have. And look at this. And look at, no, I can't see any of that because I'm doing a podcast, which is, it's a radio podcast. What you're doing is a TV show. And I don't care. So I don't want to, I've got enough TV shows. I am so backlogged on TV shows that I got to watch stuff in my YouTube channel. Like not YouTuber stupid stuff where they just sit 15 feet away from the microphone and I can't hear what they're saying because it's all echo. I'm talking about like good documentaries, good travel stuff, good stuff that news, actual news stations are producing. I want to see the professional stuff on YouTube and on the streaming services. So I'm more interested in that. That's the podcast that I'm interested in. That's not podcasting. That's TV shows. That's what I'm into. If you're doing a podcast, you do an audio podcast. You do what we would simplify as a radio podcast. And that's what I'll listen to on my way home from work. I can't wait. Just let me know. And here's some various ways to let me know. And we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thanks for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.